Well, we've come to the end. That's it. Only 20 songs. a mere 20 songs for round three.
Right. There's only going to be four next time, right? So, or five.
Yeah, there was some weirdness that went on. How many is going to be?
It's five in the final. Yeah. The mathematical weirdness I thought was beautiful. I mean, you couldn't have scripted all the different matchings up of the scores throughout the competition. It was delicious, although I feel sorry for Micah having to work it all out.
And having to justify his choice there. But see, who was the reinstatement? It was between Sober and Hot Pink Halo, I want to say?
It was between the Panna Cotta Army and Hot Pink Halo.
Oh, that's
and
right.
It came down to who had finished higher in the judges' views across the entire competition, I think it came down to, because it went back to round three, but they matched in round three as well. So they had to go back quite a way to separate them.
Now, once again, Sober was eliminated. That must be very frustrating for him.
Is there not something quite glorious, though, in being, I think he now holds the equal holder of the record of the most round wins?
Yeah, I think that's true.
I don't know whether it's most round wins with never having won it, but there must be something quite glorious about having that record outright. So he needs to win a couple more rounds, be the outright holder, but to never have won. That seems to me like a glorious position to be in. I would love that position, personally.
But I mean, like, this round three song was not super strong. I think that if he'd submitted a, you know, barn burner, that he would have gotten into round four. I remember we did a podcast with Cybronica as the guest, and it was for the whatever round was, like, the two chord challenge. And I want to say that was round four, but I could be wrong. And I was just amazed that he didn't win. Yeah, I think I was so amazed that I convinced myself that he had, and I've just forgotten that he hadn't. But yeah, he's definitely an outlier that he should have won at some point or another, never got around to it.
I'm sure he will at some point. It's only frustrating for him if you have empathy. If you just approach life like I do and just look at the glory in the numbers, it's absolutely fine. It's a great position to be in.
Yeah, but the winning, the stakes, man, the stakes.
He'll have to rewrite the bio. His bio always says, 11th time losing this competition. At some point, you'll have to rewrite that.
We're still waiting for our T-shirts or whatever they were going to send us, right?
Yeah, Dave was going to do that, right?
That was literally a decade ago. Maybe. Yeah. It wasn't a decade ago, but it was close, probably.
T-shirts, yeah. For what?
They used to give out something.
Oh, as a winner?
T-shirts? Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. But they stopped that. We ended that.
Dave was like, these chumps, I do not want to give them T-shirts.
Exactly.
Stop that right now.
Yeah. We don't know that it was T-shirts. It might have been. Who knows?
It might have been decorative mugs. We don't know.
Might have been a certificate.
Yeah.
A laser-printed certificate. Yeah. I don't know. But anyhow.
Should we do shout-outs? We're at the end of podcast blather, I feel like.
Yeah, okay. So we usually sort of talk about, like, what were our top songs and stuff like that. But since, you know, two of us anyway aren't judging, we don't need to. I've been a little against that, especially now that unless we list the winners, you know, our tops are obviously going to be wrong. So, and we have the winners at our fingertips. So, yeah.
David Taro was not coincidentally, I guess, my top song. And it wasn't even close. I feel like his song was head and shoulders above the rest in terms of just songs I'd want to listen to again, but also just very cleverly crushing the challenge. So congrats, David.
Yeah. Mine was probably Hot Pink Halo, which I really enjoyed quite a bit. I mean, if you're going to count everything on the list, then, you know, my favorite to listen to was Gamma Man's Under My Shadow.
Oh, nice.
Which I thought was just really, again, it was really extraordinary how it was put together and enjoyable how it was put together, especially with what he was doing with the vocals, with the backing vocals and everything.
I kind of think it's redundant picking out my favorites because they're on the internet.
You've already ranked them. Yeah.
Yeah. You want Dutch Widow's favorites? Look them up yourself.
Yeah. I certainly can't remember them. You're doing well if you can remember any of them.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about anything else about the challenge itself, or do we want to just move on to shout-outs and
let's goodbye? Do shout-outs and get out. Maybe we can give ourselves some time back. I know that you've got a hard stop here in about half an hour. So.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, let's see. Do you want to plug anything? Any upcoming ska live performances? Anything like that?
Absolutely not, no. So my one band has temporarily gone on hiatus. I'm in the process of bringing another one to prominence. We're not got any gigs lined up. And frankly, it would destroy me if anybody turned up looking to listen, to actually hear the music that we're going to be playing. We like to only play to people that are already in the pub and hopefully already drunk. And that's our ideal audience.
Yeah, that sounds like a party. I like that. I guess shout outs then. Who wants to start?
I guess I would just like to shout out to everybody who reviewed this time around. So Panicata Army and Sober, who wrote reviews on the Songfight boards. Thank you for that. I cribbed from your notes. Also Gamma Man, who wrote some of his first reviews ever, I think, on the Songfight boards. So shout out to Gamma Man for doing that, or Distance, I should say. Although Distance, you should really review the Shadows because they don't like it when you don't review them. So,
yeah, especially, I mean, somebody went to all the trouble of submitting three Shadows, and that you did not review their Shadows is probably going to be really disappointing to them.
Disappointing to them, yeah. That's it for my shout outs.
All right, let's see. I'll shout out to my husband. Thank you for your patience. And shout out to Micah for doing all of the work to put all this together and to keep it running smoothly. Let's see, shout out to Sam and all the folks at Songfight and Nivius and the folks at Nur Ein. And I'm going to do a special shout out to 1-900 Dutch Wid, where you can get this baritone purr of Dutch Widows just chatting with you for $8.99 an hour. Or no, it's $8.99 a minute. I'm sorry.
Get the prices right.
Yes. Well worth it. And I guess that's about it.
Do you want me to do some?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, firstly, I want to apologize specifically to Governing Dynamics, this big old Endless Sky, and Szymanski for dinging their songs as not meeting the challenge. I stand by what I said. I think I took a stance. I'm happy that I stuck to the stance. I think I justified, hopefully, and I apologize because nobody likes the rules being waved in their face. If you want to come back at me, feel free to do so, but please be as nice as Travis was. I'd also like to shout out Micah. He keeps this whole thing on the road. It does a great job. I am endlessly impressed with his tolerance and patience for my stupid questions in the middle of I guess it might be the middle of the night for him, where I'm saying, so is it one song this has to reference, and how prominent is prominent? I did check before I got to my answers. And I think I did it on one of the earlier rounds as well. Maybe on round one, I was asking about this narrative challenge. How important is the narrative in how I should be judging? So thank you, Micah, for being so endlessly patient with me. And I should thank my wife as well for ruining the holiday that we had during the round two judging period, for being so just stuck on my computer the entire time, and apologise for ruining her birthday next week, which we should have been clear of the competition by next week, but obviously circumstances being what they are, sadly we've been delayed, but it will have a knock-on effect on her birthday on Wednesday, so happy birthday. I'll try and put the computer down for at least that afternoon.
Also, let's shout out to round five. All y'all out there, do cover songs. Cover songs are fun. You already like the song, so just do a cover of it. And the people who you're covering really appreciate it and really enjoy it. So it's a great, good vibe sort of a deal. Also, if there's going to be a tribute round for Joy, then look into that too. If nothing else, just the process of trying to decide which song and kind of listening to her back catalog is going to be a delight, because just, you know, while Chumpy and I were looking into it, just sort of reminding ourselves of all of this wonderful, wonderful music was really nice. Was a really nice experience.
Can I just chime in on the covers point? I love the covers. Is my favorite round by a mile. I'm sadly not doing one this. I'm currently banned from singing by a doctor. I've done something to my throat in my ska band, shouting my backing vocals. I've damaged something in my throat. I've been told I can't sing for the foreseeable future. So I won't be doing one, I don't think, this year, although I will try and do a cover of one of Joy's songs. But just a tiny anecdote. My son is a music producer. That's what he does for a living, a drummer and music producer. We went to go see Stuart Copeland a couple of weeks ago. He's doing like a tour talking about his new book. Very full of himself, that man. He's very confident, I would say. A lot of stories where he's very happy with his own opinions on how things went down in the police. But I played him a couple of Joy songs in the car on the way down because she was on my mind. He loved them. He thought they were brilliant. He was saying, these are astoundingly good songs. I think I played Front Bottoms maybe, and Awkward. And he thought they were astonishingly good. And I mean, he's professional in the sense that he gets paid to do that as a job. You know, he's at the beginning of his career. But yeah, he was blown away by the quality. I followed it up with a Dutch Widow song where he went, nah, don't worry. Put something else on.
Who'll get that taste out of your mouth? All right, guys, I think that's a wrap. Thanks, everyone.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being flexible, and I'm glad that we could get our schedules together, because the listeners don't know, but he is not in Phoenix, Arizona, as his accent might suggest.
And to be fair, the delay helped me because my voice was wrecked earlier in the week. I could barely speak.
Oh, good. So.